Okay, friends, well, here we are. We're at the very end, winding down our journey, our time together. And I'm so grateful that you've decided to spend it with me. And we're on track 16. And we are on, today I want to talk about an album and an artist that you probably have never heard of. To Christian music, about 99% of people that are familiar with it or listen to it have not heard of The Violet Burning. And, I mean, I was only loosely familiar with these guys. They are a very obscure, alternative Christian rock band from Southern California. The first album came out in 1990. And here's what happened. My buddy Joe Wells was getting into these guys and really digging them and turning me and some others onto them. And he was a fan around 2007, 8, 9, around that era. And I was doing a magazine called Greater Than, a music, arts, and culture magazine. And I was interviewing all my favorite Christian artists. And I thought, you know, I'll give these guys a try. So I brought them in for a house concert. I hosted a house concert at a music store in Plymouth, basically as a gift for my buddy Joe. I did it for him. I didn't even know anything about these guys. I'd only heard one album at this time, Drop Dead, I think it's called. Not even a fan. I mean, they were cool, but I mean, I wouldn't say I was a fan at all. But in the meantime, I bring them into town, and then I arrange for an interview with the lead singer, Michael Pritzel. And I know nothing about this band whatsoever. So they're touring in 2010. That's the year that this happened. Could have been 2011. But bring them in, and they're just now releasing their newest, latest album at this time, which just so happens to be a triple album called The Story of Our Lives. Yes, you heard that correctly. A triple album, The Story of Our Lives. Now, you know me, I'm a huge fan of double albums, but triple, this is a whole other ballgame. There's only a few artists that have even done triple albums. I think The Clash might have done one. George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Maybe Green Day did a triple album a few years ago. These are ultra rare. But So I get a free copy of this for interviewing Michael, and I start to listen to it. And to be honest with you, it's unbelievably intimidating to listen to three albums worth of music. It takes a long time to digest this quantity of music. And I listened to this thing for a good 3 months straight to get my mind, wrap my mind around it. And I don't even know what to say other than, I'll say this, it's the greatest triple album created of all time. I was blown away by this, and I still am to this day. It might be the best album, the best set of music in the last decade or so. It's that good. There's not one bad, or as some would call, filler songs on there. There's not a single filler. Every album of the three, every song is mind-blowingly incredible. And to add on top of that, it's actually like a concept album of sorts with two separate things going on. One thing happening is, it's a concept album about death, burial, and resurrection. So each disc deals with those three themes, death, burial, resurrection. And simultaneously, it's a concept album about technology and computers and screens and their effect upon us today in the modern age. So it's a commentary on technology and the way that it's affecting us. And so there's a storyline there. And yet there's also a spiritual storyline of death, burial, and resurrection, which the last album is a worship album. So there is so much there to discover. There's so much there to wrap your mind around. And it's only for the patient. It's only for the hardcore music lover that will even give this thing the time of day, because it's so overwhelming. It's so vast. It's so deep. It's so wide. It's so profound and so poetic and artful and special. It's truly... this is, listening to this album opened my mind up to this, the idea and this concept, which continues with me to this day, and that is the divine breath. I listened to this and I thought the creator of this music, Michael Pritzel, and his band, but he was primarily the driving force. God must have breathed upon him in such a special way and through him for him to be able to create something this beautiful, this masterful, this talented. I felt the divine breath upon its creator of this music while listening to it. That's the best way I can explain it to you. I don't feel that with a lot of albums or a lot of music. I can't say that's the case. But for whatever reason, with this particular triple album, I sense this idea of the divine breath that God fills us, our spirit, with divine creativity, with his breath, with his spirit, with his creativity, and therefore allowing us and freeing us up to create as like he creates, be a mini co-creator, to make beauty, to touch upon wonder, to touch upon goodness and sacred things, and all of humanity wrapped into one, and all of spiritual things wrapped into one. And this is the best of Christian music that you could ever achieve or hope for. I feel that when I'm listening to this music, and that inspired me so much that I went on to write about that in my first book a few years later, called Doldrums and the Divine Breath, allowing God to literally inspire us and allow us to create something. And I, to this day, speak that and believe in that idea and that process. And I think that that's one of the most significant things that we're allowed to do as artists, as creators, as musicians, is to tap into that divine breath, the original source of all inspiration, when God literally breathed upon us and breathed in us. And that kind of wraps up like my idea, my philosophy of Christian music, secular music, sacred music, and specifically with a band like The Violet Burning. I would sum up their music like this. It's this beautiful juxtaposition of beauty and the brokenness. I feel like they write about in such a special way the brokenness of the world, you know, the brokenness of our souls, the lostness of humanity, and like the struggle and the pain and the suffering and the ugliness of the world, and mixing that with absolute beauty. So it's like you're shining this light and color and hope and goodness into and beauty into all into the darkness, into the messiness of us. And Switchfoot is another band that actually carries this over. I would put them in that camp, beauty and the brokenness. They have an album that's literally that touches on this theme. It's where the light shines through, and that's what they say, that the cracks are where the light shines through, you know, and all of our brokenness, that's where the light radiates and penetrates and comes through those cracks. And, you know, Makoto Fujimara, a world-renowned fine artist, actually has this philosophy called Kitsugi, K-I-T-S-U-G-I, I believe it is, where ancient Japanese bowl makers, they make these old bowls that are centuries old, and they are still around today, but they get cracked and they're broken over time. And what these artisans and these craftsmen do is they take real gold and they mend and they fix these bowls back together and put them back together with gold outline and gold lining through these cracks. So each bowl is cracked and broken, yet they're beautifully perfect and they're filled with gold. So it's kind of that whole idea of the gold that's within our lives, within our heart, and within our spirit. And if you can write on that, if you can touch on that, if you can present that in film, if you can present that in poetry, if you can present that in music, then you have touched on the divine. You've touched on the very core of who we are and what we're about in our very human story. And dare I would say, the story of our lives. I mean, it doesn't get any more epic than that. The boldness and to dare to call your album The Story of Our Lives. And so that's why I think it's so fitting and so appropriate to end this little series on that. Here's to The Violet Burning and to Michael Pritzel and The Story of Our Lives, the triple album, for making such a beautiful piece of work, a piece of art that will withstand the test of time. And if anybody gets the privilege to discover this and stumble upon this, their lives will be changed.